I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the warmer spring temperatures, the waters of the Mountain State are coming alive with the splashing sounds of put-and-take trout. We'll talk a little more about the ramping up of trout stocking right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Mike Shingleton heads up the DNR's trout program and says a few of the mountain roads and streams remain inaccessible even after several days of mild weather. But he foresees that'll be gone in a week or so, and it'll be hammered down on the putting of fish into streams. This year, at least to start out with, trout are a little smaller than anglers have become accustomed to.
We started out, our fish were a little bit smaller this year because the long drought that we had this past fall extended in well into January. And so the growth was a little bit down this year, but it should start picking up. We've had a pretty mild March, and we're, as we thin those out, they get a little bigger. Right now, we're stocking they're running roughly 11 inches or so.
Now, if you're wondering where the stocking points on a stream would be, consider what would be the easiest path from a truck on the road to the creek bank, and you've probably found it, although they'll move them around a good bit.
Where they can, they'll stock near, you know, stock the stream near the road, but they'll also carry. The problem is carrying trout too far, then they get in a, you know, kind of weakened condition and maybe not do so well. So we can only carry them so far, and it depends on the weather also. On warmer days, you can't carry them near as far.
It often takes the trout a day or two to acclimate to their new environment, but not always.
There's times when we stock and we get calls, and people swear we didn't stock because they couldn't catch any fish. And then they go back a few days later, and they're catching fish everywhere they cast.
Now, for the time being, live bait and those colorful baits like cheese eggs and power bait are yielding best results. But Mike says in the days ahead, fly guys are going to be having a field day.
When the water temperatures get into the 50s and remain there for a period of time, right now, I mean, our stream temperatures are in the high 30s, low 40s, maybe, and it depends. Here in the mountains, that's the case. Some of the western waters and southern waters may be a little bit warmer, but generally after April 1st.
Check the DNR's trout stocking hotline daily at 558-3399 for the latest water stock that day, or you can also find that information on the DNR website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.